Interesting. Emmanuel Miller, thank you for being with us here at Chai FM.
Thank you once again.
Incident that sparked off the latest round of violence in Israel, i.e. the filming of the Israeli bulldozer. Tell us the story.
Well, you say sparked off, and I think you've inadvertently brought into the lie propagated by the Independent, because what happened was the filming of the incident with the Israeli bulldozer only happened subsequent to the actual attack itself by terrorists in Gaza. Islamic Jihad terrorists approached the Israeli border with explosives, and as has been a tactic of Islamic Jihad and Hamas for a number of years now, they attempted to lay explosives along the border with Israel in an attempt to murder Israeli soldiers. So we've had attempts now for years with flags and box cutters that are actually disguised explosives. And in this case, the terrorists did not succeed in their mission. They were spotted by the IDF, and one of them was killed. Now, that was what sparked off the violence. But instead of reporting it as such, the Independent headline was, "Violence flares after Israeli bulldozer filmed dragging Gaza corpse." Now, you can have your own opinion about that particular part of the story, but it's not the beginning of the story. The story begins when terrorists come to attack Israel. So that's a wildly misleading story. If there were no attack on the Israel's borders at all, then the event with the corpse would never have arisen at all. So you cannot blame the violence for that. That was only a subsequent to the initial act of violence by the Gazan terrorists. So that's part of the story. And there's another part of the story which we've dug into it here on this reporting. We were intrigued that the whole story, as you'd expect of the Independent, which is repeatedly anti-Israel, very, very hostile to Israel. So it, from the very beginning of the story, it mentions the fact that this is potentially a war crime, according to rights groups. And it mentions all kinds of people who are expected to say anti-Israel things, and they dutifully supply anti-Israel quote, saying all kinds of nasty things about Israel, and that's all very well and good, but there are two Israeli soldiers who were killed in the 2014 war, Oron Shaul and Hadar Golden, and their bodies were taken hostage by Hamas. Now, we trawled through the Independent website and found that in none of the articles so far has the Independent referred to their capture as a war crime. So it's incredible how the moment that something like this happens and Israel is behind it, and the reason, by the way, that it's doing it, whether you agree or disagree, that the rationale is that it's to be use their bodies as a bargaining chip to get the Israeli bodies back. But the moment that Israel does it, there's claims that this is a contravention of international law. And for years, it's been an ongoing issue that Israel has been attempting to get the bodies of the Israeli soldiers back, and not once has the Independent called that in contravention of international law. And it's a terrible double standard.
Emmanuel, the extent to which the double standard is at play here is nothing short of mind-blowing. And what is also so interesting is us who deal with these sorts of issues every day, I knew no better. I've been following numerous sources of news, JTA, Times of Israel, you name it, and nobody actually has raised this issue that you rose, the fact that the bulldozer incident was precipitated by something prior.
We understand also that journalists have a right to focus on particular parts of an incident. To be speaking amongst friends, we can admit readily that this is actually a change in Israeli policy. So there's a right to focus on the new Israeli policy, which is to go and get the bodies of terrorists, but ultimately, if you don't talk about the chain of events in the correct order, and if you bury the lead as the Independent did, and they only mentioned the fact that this was a terrorist about six paragraphs in, and his crime was that he was trying to lay explosives on the Israeli side of the fence, that's just short of any standard of journalism that we expect from a serious news outlet. So it's terribly disappointing.
Emmanuel, we really have a not the best line in the world, but it was worth continuing to speak to you because your content is just so unbelievably important and enlightening. But I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully next time we will have a better line to you. And as always, Emmanuel, thank you for your insights and your contribution. It's highly, highly valued.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.